morning and welcome to Game Slackers on 101.5 UMFM.
Radio.
Oh yeah, this is radio. Thank you. I'm glad that we are aware of what our medium is like.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and I guess we also do podcasting.
I guess so, yeah. Via product. It's a byproduct, is it not?
It's like a direct byproduct.
Yeah. Okay.
You sure get to listen to these episodes whenever we upload them.
Yeah, exactly. That makes sense. So yeah, I guess it's a little, it's not very nice out, so it's like a little gloomy. So I got some like late April spooks, I guess, which is the very appropriate time for scary stuff.
Mind you, we were also playing a spooky game on the weekend.
Okay, well, you're saying Night in the Woods, right? You're saying Night
in
the Woods is spooky?
Yeah, I went further.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it's spooky.
Yeah, it is. It does have some scary. I don't know if it's a horror. I would not say it's all
horror.
It's
not horror,
game.
But it's certainly not exactly a comforting game in spots.
No.
It's a.
No.
Go to a graveyard.
Oh, yeah.
Dig up a corpse.
Yeah, that's fun.
With your best friend.
Yeah.
Who hates your guts for certain reasons.
Well, okay. I'll know if she hates you, but.
Well, she certainly doesn't like you in some parts
yeah.
of the game.
Yes. That's good. That's funny. But yeah, so a couple games, like as we're recording this, one just came out today, which is Outlast 2, which has been, I think it was actually slated for October of 2016 to be a Halloween release, but they wanted to work on it more because, you know, it's good. It's usually a good idea, to be honest, to.
So tell me of the Outlast duology now, because
duology? Is that
there's only two. It's not really exactly a series yet.
Okay, well, the first Outlast, I guess it pitched itself as like a horror game. A survival horror, kind of. There is some puzzle stuff to it. It's primarily you're like hiding in the dark and trying to get out. Like, that is the prime objective. And one of the cool things about, like, Outlast is you have a camera, and your camera is your thing that you use. You don't attack. So, yeah, you have to run away or escape or hide. And it's a super, super scary game. It does make use of jump scares, which always get me. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
I hate jump scares so much.
Yeah, you know what?
It's not that they scare me. It's just they make me, like, tighten
jump
up.
Oh, they scare me. So maybe I appreciate them because they do scare me and they don't really, but.
The only reason I scream is because you scream.
Yeah, I know. I'm the instigator of frights.
You are.
On myself and others.
Speaking of, we still need to get together to finish Resident Evil 7.
Oh, God, yeah.
I was too much of a chicken to finish it.
It's a hard game, man.
It is hard, and I don't like wasps.
Yeah, bugs are gross. But yeah, in Outlast, it takes place as you're this person who has been given, you're given like sort of an email that is like from this whistleblower who tells you about this asylum that's like, it's bad news, like crazy things have happened there and they're not good. So you, this investigator, you go into it and with your little camera. And
his name is Miles Upshur.
Yeah. Which, like, it doesn't, like, I would say there is a little bit about the character that you are, like, but it's not wholly important. You do, however, get to meet, like, the characters, different characters or people who were in the asylum. And you sort of get to find out what kind of, like, creepy place this asylum is.
See, asylums fascinate me. They're just generally fascinating as,
yeah,
like, a horrible, interesting, morbid place.
I will say that in horror games, asylums are incredibly overdone. But I felt that this one worked really well because it was truly, truly scary. Like, it's a scary game. The environment is scary. I think a really big point for Outlast is the music is really, like, it builds up to scary points.
Does it sort of use that classic horror violins and such?
I don't remember about violins, but it definitely has, like, a lot of good sound design to help with the scares, which is, you know, which is great. Like, why not make it scarier? It's fine. People don't need to sleep. But there's a lot of things about it that I do, like, I think it does make for a very good horror game and, like, a horror game that I've actually, you know, relatively enjoyed. Like, there's not a lot that I would say are good or that I'd recommend, but Outlast is definitely, like, a good horror game. It's scary. It's fun to play? Question mark? I don't know.
If you don't like scary things.
Yeah. Then it doesn't really matter. But if you do like scary things, well, if you don't like scary things, then, like, you'll just be tough and walk through this game super easy and not be afraid of, like, there's a lot of things that are after you. A lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you don't like scary games, you'd probably be far better off playing things like Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, man, I would play Yoshi's Woolly World. See, I like the duality of man. I would want to play both Yoshi's Woolly World and but I wouldn't play Outlast because, once again, I'm a little baby. But yeah, so that one takes place in an asylum, and that sort of is. Like, I think what they've done with Outlast is they've encapsulated it into a thing. Like, it's only Outlast is Outlast. Like, it's separate from Outlast 2. Like, I don't think there's crossover. I think it's, like, a different scenario entirely. It's just sort of the same genre of run away from scary guys.
See, they tried to do this with previous other scary games, but they've always tried to tie it in slightly. And I'm talking, like, Amnesia and Amnesia 2 Machine for Pigs.
I don't know if those tied into each other. And to be honest, it might have been better if they had, because I didn't think Machine for Pigs was very interesting story-wise, or it wasn't as strong as the first one.
They did try to tie them in slightly through, like, some hidden lore. Like, you're in the same place that the original character came from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Like, I've played through both, so I would never have known that from playing both games. Like, there's, like, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
Well, there's just not a lot of and Machine for Pigs is, unfortunately, in my opinion, not as good as the first Amnesia.
It really isn't, and I think it's because it took away a lot of the mechanics of the original Amnesia. Speaking of scary games.
Yeah, which is a terrifying game.
Another game that it actually messed up my computer.
Which one?
The Amnesia, when I played it. Oh. I got it through Steam, so it was a legit copy, and then after that, my computer just like, I can't do this no more. I'm just gonna shut off. I'm like, oh. You are a different nightmare of a game.
That's too bad. Yeah.
But I really wanted to finish it, and I wasn't having a good time playing it because I was just like, I'm just going to hide in this closet this whole time as I slowly go insane and grind my teeth.
Yeah, that it's a scary game. And it is in sort of, I will say Outlast is probably sort of in the vein of, like, it's probably somewhat inspired by Amnesia. Like,
does it have combat mechanics?
In Outlast?
Yeah.
No.
There you go.
No, again, you don't. And so this one is interesting, the second one, because you are, I think you're a guy and you're looking for your wife, and you were originally video documentary guys.
This seems familiar.
Yeah, this seems like a bad, and you're
no,
out
no, this
in
seems
the
like another game we've recently played. Oh. A man looks for his wife and there is documentary footage.
I don't remember.
We were just talking about earlier this episode. Resident Evil 7.
Oh, I was like, Night in the Woods? There's no
Your main character is looking for their long lost wife
through documentary
footage.
That is
why they left college.
I see. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good Night in the Woods. Yeah, that's my alternate universe Night in the Woods.
Is that who the nice person I met in that dance party was?
Yeah.
Was my lost wife?
Your lost wife. Yeah.
Yeah, but I got
check out the tapes.
Yeah.
In Night in the Woods, I think she's called the Bombshell at a dance. You get to dance in Night in the Woods. It's a fun game. Anyways, back to Outlast 2. Hush. So, once again, it's sort of that you're, you know, in a desert, though. Like, it's a scary desert, and I want to say it's kind of a, I don't want to say hillbilly, but it's like there are weird
Appalachian hill folk.
Yeah, kind of. It's kind of like that, I feel. Now, this one seems to be a whole lot more of it's in his mind stuff, or his mind is being played with. Versus,
did he eat a cactus in that desert that he wasn't supposed to eat?
Yeah, maybe, or somebody fed him a cactus. But
don't eat cactuses, kids.
Yeah, what a bad idea. But some things that happen, and you did see this in the demo. But it's just like the idea of impossible spaces. So, you know, he'll open a door and go into another room, and it'll be a completely different area. So this happens quite a bit. So there's definitely some mind magic happening here. I don't know what, like I haven't watched a full playthrough. And once again, I won't be playing this ever because it's going to be, it's like, I was watching the playthrough and it's already too scary. Like it's
too much.
It's pretty scary. Like, and this one deals with sort of, I guess the other one dealt with sort of religion in a way, but this one also does, like, in the
I'm intrigued by
logo.
This one. So yeah. If I did get this one, would you play it with me?
Yeah, I'll play it with you. It won't be pretty or happy. There will be a lot of screaming.
This when we're not in an apartment setting or something.
Yeah, or something. And so it does have the same thing where you have a video camera, right? This one, though, I think it has some little different features where you can put it in, like, standby mode so you can do your night vision, because in Outlast, your night vision is incredibly important because there are parts that are just pitch black and you're just like, where do I go or what do I do? Terrible.
I guess that's one way to lower the graphic design if you need to, like having
black
and green.
You know, I was even thinking that. Well, it's not all black and green because you can do...
In night vision?
Well, in night vision, yeah, but the rest of the textures aren't. But just like, yeah, it would be smart. Like, you definitely wouldn't have to make all of your models and stuff very, very nice. Like, once again, just in general, I think actually Outlast is like a really good looking game. And Outlast 2 is really good looking. Like, they're good looking horror games. Like,
well, I'm seeing now that it's like gone through the Unreal Engine, so I can already kind of figure. Like, this would be a lot like Far Cry.
Yeah, like, it is a first person.
Viscera detail. And
yeah, it's pretty scary. Like, in this one, people seem to attack you way, way more. Like, versus the people in, so in the first one, they're sort of, I don't want to say mindless, because some people, but the people in the asylum one were sort of less aggressive. But in this one, there are people, like, actively, I don't know, arrowing you, like, flaming arrowing you, trying to find you, like, go under beds and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. And then there's something that has to do with, like, a school, like an underground school. So, yeah, there's a lot of creepy things in it. Outlast, like, if you like a good horror game that is legitimately scary... Outlast series is good. Now the second one is out, so you can also play that. Be terrified.
Now you're telling me about another game as we were talking about this.
Another spoopy game.
Yeah. It's three spoopy, five me.
It's true.
Actually just say that.
Yeah,
sorry.
You did.
you got no proof?
Yeah.
It's recorded.
Yeah, no proof. So Little Nightmares came out, and it is the first game from a, I want to say Scandinavian
Scandinavian game company. Why is it always a Scandinavian game company, though?
That do scary games?
Yeah. Like
Red Barrels, I think, who do Outlast. I think they're American.
Yeah, but Amnesia was also one.
That's true.
Year Long Walk was another.
Oh, that's true.
And I don't know what it is with their weird existentialism issues.
Yeah, another one. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The Scandinavians just seem to be obsessed with spooking the pants off people.
That's fine. I'm down for it. But Little Nightmares, you take the role of this little, she's called like a hungry girl or a hungry child. Like that is in the description of what she is. And apparently she's like a little 9-year-old, 8-year-old girl who is named, her name is Six. And her and others are put into this place called the Maw, which is a big creepy, I think it's a boat. Like it's kind of confusing as to what it is, but I think it's it has something to do, like it's in the water at least, because a lot of, well not a lot, but some mechanics deal with you, deal with the boat tipping or the whatever vessel tipping, so you're constantly sort of moving the up and down with it. So there's some of that, but you are put into this place to, I think, work as like a slave for the other people there. And it's sort of like a very, I'm not quite sure if this little girl, so she's in like a little yellow raincoat, and I'm not quite sure if she's supposed to be a real little girl or everything in this world is sort of, I don't want, like, hyperbolized to be like extra weird and scary, because there's a lot of these weird creepy monsters sort of, and they're legit, they are pretty scary. There's like, I would say, from, if you've heard of this and seen the trailer, you've seen the one where it's like he looks like he has a creepy mask on his face, and he's kind of like a chef with his like a melty creepy face, and so he's sort of one of the things you have to get through. Now, this game is a 2D puzzle platformer game.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, so I'm going to compare it to another 2D puzzle platformer
you
game.
You said it was similar to Limbo.
Well, I don't want to say Limbo. I'm going to say specifically Inside, which is by the people who did Limbo. And it's better in every way, in my opinion. I'm just going to put that out there. Just in case one day somebody's like, no, Limbo is the best and this is why. Which is, that's fine.
Well, this doesn't come out for another few days.
Or
I guess when this goes up, it goes out on Thursday.
Well, okay, but I guess I've seen some walkthroughs. But well,
people would have got it sent early.
Yeah, true. So this game does remind me of Inside in its sort of, I guess, its creepy factor. The people who made it said that it wasn't inspired by anything else, so okay.
It does, well, if it's, I don't know, I think pretty much we've repeated all of the game ideas. A little kid going around trying to solve the mysteries of something that's not quite real.
Well, trying to get out of something that's not quite real, yeah. Like, That's neither here nor there, but I will compare it to another platformer once again, Inside, which is done by the people who did Limbo, which is another like 2D platformer. And Inside is sort of like,
oh, this is the same people who did Little Big Planet.
Yeah.
Do they sort of use the same sort
of? Oh, this is their first original IP. Yeah. Huh. Actually, that's a lie. They did Tearaway as well. Isn't that not?
That would also be, yeah.
I don't know. Never be mind then. But
well, if it's got that same sort of graphical style done in a fairly creepy way, I'm interested to see how this is going to go.
You know what? I can definitely see how, like, I can see the animation, like, the similar, I don't know, floppiness of some things that they do really well. Like, it's similar to the sack Min of Little Big Planet, right? But I don't know how fun the puzzles are in this one. Like, I was watching a walkthrough, and it does look like a lot of it is just sort of, like, hiding and walking at proper times. Like, there is some puzzles to it, but compared to once, and I'm just comparing it to Limbo because I feel they're in the same genre of horror adventure or puzzle platformer sort of thing. So whereas Inside is, you start off as a boy that is just continually running to the left, the left, the right. And it just sort of accelerates from there. You're sort of on the run, or you're trying to get in somewhere. And there are some really, really, really good puzzles, which I am not going to tell about any, because I think inside, one of the spoilers is definitely gameplay and definitely the ending, but it's just too good. I don't want to. But
it has a good ending.
I think it has a really good payoff. How about that? Like, after you're struggling through, like, the whole of Inside, like, this story is really interesting. You can sort of see how everything went together, and it's really good. Like, you're like, yeah, yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Now, and I guess I think Little Nightmares would be a cool one, I think, to play, because it does sort of, it's similar in that, I don't know, scary genre. But I don't know how much, like, so A, information you get on the place you're in, the creatures that are, or people that are, like, after you, or the information you get on the little girl. Because there's some weird things with her as well.
Like, well, one, she's considered the hungry girl. So the way you described it makes it seem almost like she's a monster herself.
Yeah, right. There's weird things. Like, I've seen an ending of it, I'll say.
It's odd that they've given her a name. Which
yeah.
Is a number.
Which is a number. Yeah, there's lots of things that but I don't know how much is revealed or how much is left up to you to, you know.
I'm just going to come straight out and say it. I got a slight bit of a Sandman vibe from this.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good. So it's not just... Okay, so if it's sort of that idea, I'm going to get it.
I don't know if it is. I don't know what this... Like, it
Are
seems
you trying not to spoil it?
A little bit, but I honestly... I feel that, for me, this is one of the low points of it, is that there isn't a lot of... Well, there isn't any dialogue. I think they actually pride themselves on that. So there's no dialogue. But there's no... I don't think there's any, like, written stuff either. Like, there's no notes you can pick up.
So you just sort of tossed into it and been like, hey, you can figure this out.
Which, you know what? I'm fine with a story, you being tossed into the middle of a story. That's a fine vessel for a story. But I also like to know why, you know, like, I assume you do gather some, like, information to why she is there. I think it's sort of assumed that you're kind of there as a slave. You got kidnapped or something. So, like, I think that's, yeah, I get it. But I want a little more, like, why are these creatures, creepy guys here? Yeah, what are they doing? Why? Yeah. But I don't know if I get that. So that's... Whereas with Inside, I felt they explained almost everything, at least at the end.
Yeah.
Like, so maybe, but I don't know if Little Nightmares does this because I have seen the ending, but maybe I have to, you know.
Maybe it's a matter of what you take away from it.
True, but whatever. You know, it looks good. It does, like, visually look really good. I'm into that, this creepy aesthetic. Yeah. I don't know, like, maybe I'll wait to play it, but, yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's getting pretty decent reviews.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
It's only $24.99 on pre-order right now.
It's a little, I'd wait. Yeah. Well, who knows? Might be amazing. That just might be the pessimist in me. To be like.
Way to expect more of your video games.
I know. That's too way to expect more. Well, it's also like, geez, like you could pay that. Like, it's not like the developers make that much, so chill me, but you know.
Would expect more out of your spending on video games.
I know. But I love me a deal. Love me a video game deal.
That's why I love my PlayStation Plus.
Oh yeah, well there you go. This'll probably be on it eventually. Yeah. But I think it definitely looks like it's worth a look at the very least. Like, so, I don't think it'll be as scary as Outlast. I don't want it to be. Like, that's not, it's also probably not its goal. Like,
So for your two scary games, if you like your survival horror, Outlast will make you pee your pants. If you prefer your story and not so much of the gore and messiness.
Puzzles.
And puzzles. You like puzzles? Little Nightmares will be the one to go.
Puzzles. This one's, it's apparently, I would say also, and then Limbo is a really great one. Not Limbo.
Go back and play Limbo. Sorry. Because it's been.
Limbo's okay.
Inside.
Inside is the one which I think.
Limbo was huge when it came out because it was something no one had done before.
No, exactly. I don't deny that Limbo is cool, but Inside is sort of like they did everything in Limbo, but they did it better and sort of improved on something that was really cool. And it was just, and ooh, it's good. It's a good game.
Go play Outlast 2. Yeah, since it's not out for a few more days, go and play Inside. From the makers of Limbo.
Yeah.
And when it comes out on Thursday the 28th worldwide.
Woo.
Go and play Little Nightmares.
And get
It will be Friday. It will be Friday. Okay. It was not Thursday. It is Friday.
Okay. You have to wait.
I'm sorry. You have to wait one more day. But it's payday for some people
soon.
On Friday.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Go spend your hard-earned money.
Yeah, on video games.
Like an adult.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. You have yourselves a great rest of your week.
Yeah.
And go play some video games and stay out of the weather.
Yeah, keep slacking.
Bye.
Bye.